The Man Who Escaped, Episode 12.
Fletcher drove off in Wilcox's police car. When they got back to headquarters, the desk sergeant told them a police car had gone through a roadblock and that policemen from the 3rd Precinct had found the car at the railroad yards. Rossi thought Fletcher probably got on a freight train for St. Louis, so he made plans to search the train when it stopped in Jefferson City.
Fletcher woke up suddenly. For a moment, he did not know where he was. Then he remembered. He was on a freight train. Cautiously, he pushed the door of the boxcar open and looked out.
A few more hours and we'll be in St. Louis,
he thought to himself.
Jefferson City will be the next stop and...
Then he had a terrible thought.
When they find the police car, they'll know how I got away. Rossi is pretty smart, so he probably checked the train schedules. That means he'll be waiting for me in St. Louis, or before that. What about Jefferson City? Of course.
Fletcher jumped off the train before it reached Jefferson City. As the train disappeared down the track, he got up from the ground and brushed the wet snow off his clothes. He walked along the tracks until he came to a highway. There was an all-night diner near the highway, and there were a lot of trucks parked there.
I'm going to St. Louis, if that's any help to you,
one of the truck drivers said as he pointed to his big truck. Fletcher was standing near the truck in front of the diner. He wanted a cup of hot coffee, but he knew he'd better not go in.
Thanks,
answered Fletcher.
That's exactly where I'm going.
And he got in the truck. As they drove through Jefferson City, he asked himself,
do you suppose the police have searched that train yet?
It was a little before daybreak when Fletcher arrived in St. Louis. He hurried across 7th Boulevard and climbed the steps to the front door of the Hawthorne Apartments. He rang the bell for apartment 412 several times. Finally, a woman's voice came over the intercom.
Yes? Who is it?
Fletcher hesitated for a moment and then said in a low voice,
Marilyn?
The intercom was quiet for a few seconds, and then the voice replied,
Gordon, is that you?